This is Scar Sailor Report.
Welcome to On the Wake Up Radio. This is Scar Sailor Report. Shout out to Raw on the board and our producer, Cindy Ashby. Catch replays on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Also, check out the website, www.onthewakeupradio.com. So, I'm going to start off with tonight for saying sorry for not being here last week. it was my first week of school, and I went out with my mom somewhere over the weekend, and I just couldn't make it. And then this week, if you hear something in my voice, I'm sick. I'm not going to be going to school tomorrow, that's for sure. And I may sound very monotone this today because, like, everything hurts. I've got pain in my face, my nasal, like, everything's just messed up right now. So I'm sorry about that. As if I don't already sound terrible most of the time, especially the week before last week. I don't know if you guys caught the replays. There was a lot of interference during that show, I guess, because of what I was saying. You know, you get interference when you're speaking on something that the elitists don't want you talking about. But we're going to start off with this question. If everyday regular human beings were given the option to clone themselves, how many do you think would clone themselves, like, give a percentage of Americans? Example, purposes for cloning would be having a clone to wash dishes, have a clone to get high with you, or cheat on your mate by having clone dates, plus have sex with others. And I would think it would probably be a high percentage of Americans actually, just based on the American acceptance of a lot of technological advances that may or may not have negative effects on the society, similar to this RFID chip agenda that's been pushed for, you know, how many years. And that's going to tie in with one of the things that I'm going to talk about tonight that I thought was interesting. But yeah, I would probably say maybe like 60%. Or maybe it could be less than that, who knows. But I think there would definitely be some sort of acceptance for it. And it would make sense because, you know, when you talk about clones having to do stuff for you, you know, most Americans are very lazy. And I think that would make a lot of sense. But anyway, let's get to our first topic. Remember, callers, calling at 678-603-4293. And we're going to be talking about clones today. Now, this is something that I've seen on my Instagram feed for a while now. And it has to do with, I guess, okay, so let's start off here. So there's been a rapper that has been blowing up, and you guys probably know who I'm going to talk about. And it's been this Kid Boo guy. Now, a lot of people say he's trying to be like Lil Pump. A lot of people say he's just like every other SoundCloud rapper. But the one thing that stood out in his interview with, I think, Vlad TV or something like that, happened was he was talking about how he was a clone and how he was created and whatever, how he stole documents and blah, blah, blah. And this blew up. Instagram was blowing up with this. It's had, I'm pretty sure, over 1 million views on YouTube. It may be even over that now. Who knows? But it caught my attention. Oh, and then, of course, you have his ex is coming out of the woodwork, so now he's a pathological liar, basically. But one thing that did stick out to me, whether or not it is fake, him saying this is he is this been a push to like this is another agenda that is being pushed constantly. And it's the clone agenda, like making it acceptable to have, you know, people that are similar, or not even people, things or beings that are kind of human but not even human, don't have feelings, blah blah. It's acceptable now. This is another agenda they're trying to push. You know, this kind of like better you, better me type of ideology where, you know, it's like another person or being, like this clone thing is, you know, I guess a push towards, I don't know, you guys should get out, or, you know, probably understanding what I'm getting at here, where, you know, there's this idea that maybe later down the line, you know, something like cloning would, I guess, perfect the genes that, you know, maybe you're lacking somewhere in something, and maybe you know, clone yourself, and, you know, that's your better version of you. It's very weird. It's been pushed, and, of course, various movies and stuff, and it's crazy, this genetic playing around with, you know, different genes from different things, and it's, you know, and playing around with DNA and stuff is very, it's concerning, you know, just to say the least. But if you don't know what cloning is the process of producing genetically identical individuals of an organism, either naturally or artificially. In nature, many organisms produce clones through asexual reproduction. Cloning in biotechnology refers to the process of creating clones of organisms or copies of cells or DNA fragments. That is, I know that was a whole mouthful right there. That's what it is. And then I saw something else about Adam 22. Now, I heard a theory on him, and it actually made a lot of sense. I've seen it in my feed, and it was talking about Adam 22. Now, if you don't know, he's an interviewer from the YouTube channel No Jumper, and it's funny, when I first heard this, I'm like, wow, that actually makes a lot of sense, because if you don't know who he is, you know, he generally has a very platonic look to him, or just very, you know, there's no emotion there at all, and also in his voice and whatever, it's just very weird. And then when I heard the theory about him, it just makes sense. So, people are thinking that Adam 22, not only is a clone, but he's creating more clones. Now, there's tweets that surface from Smoke Perp, which is another, you know, I guess, rapper nowadays or whatever, and he said, there's a secret room at Adam's shop that no one is allowed to enter. I wonder what goes on. And then people go on to say how he's possibly cloning other rappers or whatever, and how he, you know, it's so weird. And then there's a tweet of him thanking Rael for reaching out to No Jumper. And if you don't know who that is, he's the founder of Clonaid, which is it's a cloning organization. And there's a theory going around that Adam 22 is like the, you know, Adam and Eve and stuff, he's like the first, or whatever, you know, he's like the male clone, he's like, you guys are seeing what I'm getting at here. So, let me actually read this. Clonaid is a company founded on Raelism, a religion founded by Rael that believes that cloning may be the key to immortality. Kid Buu has talked about being cloned a couple times now. Adam 22 also has a secret room that is off-limits that may be a cloning clinic. To make matters worse, Adam also had Rael at his house and claimed to create a clone named Eve because she is one of the first female clones. Guess who is the first one? Adam. Adam and Eve. So when I saw that, I was like kind of blown away. I was like, wow, that actually makes sense. But then again, this whole Kid Buu thing could very well just be him wanting attention and, you know, him being a pathological liar. But I just thought that was an interesting point. And then I saw something today in my feed, which was also very weird. And it was the same rapper that I'm talking about here, Kid Buu, getting an implant of RFID chip in his hand. He posted that on Instagram, and now, you know, there's the push for the RFID chip right there. I just thought that was interesting, too. And since that just came out recently, I thought people should know about it. Whew, so that was that topic. So let's get into our next one. Remember, callers, calling at 678-603-4393. And our next topic is rape allegations. Now, of course, you have this thing going on with Conavu or whatever the hell you want to call him. So basically, what inspired, and then also you have Bill Cosby, to talk about him going to jail and whatever, that's crazy. But I just kind of wanted to talk about this because it's something that, you know, this whole case has brought, you know how they have the racial divide and everything. Now we're getting this divide between the sexes, and you can just see this. And that's why I really do not support any of this, like, nonsense about sexism, feminism, because I just think it's a push to further divide men and women. And when there's a divide between men and women, that is not good at all, because that is basically the foundation of everything that is, you know, I guess, relate to humans, is that males carry a role that is very important. Women have a role that is very important. And this whole thing is just kind of screwed with that even more so now. I can already tell George Soros is probably foaming at the mouth to freaking create whatever new march of protest this is and just further divide this country. But I wanted to talk about this because I've seen a lot on it. And here's my opinion. I think that, yes, in a lot of these cases, or a lot of cases actually, today, women are very much so abused. In Hollywood, in the Vatican, just everywhere, really, taken advantage of. But also, males are. And I think this is where we need to, like, come to an understanding. Like, it's not just women that are being abused. It's males. A lot of times, you never hear about the stories from males because it's just not, you know, they don't get as much media attention. And, of course, you know, with the Vatican, this Hollywood abuse, it's not only females that are getting abused. It's the altar boys, you know. It's the Corey Feldmans out there, you know what I'm saying? And they're kind of, you know, I would say they're definitely a minority. And then, of course, you have this discussion about whether or not these, you know, people that are telling these stories are being truthful or not. And my thing is, and here's something that I've really, every single, you know, I'm going to play the devil's advocate here. You know, when you're in a debate, right, or when you're talking about a specific subject, you have to look at both sides, right? So, a lot of people think that this woman is not lying, you know, my thing is, what if she is? Okay, and I know that may sound like very wrong or to a lot of people that's, you know, like victim shaming, blaming, whatever the hell. These liberals want to go at you for just saying what if even. But my thing is, because there has been in history, let's not get it twisted here, there have been women in history that have lied about sexual assault and have, and, you know, them speaking on that falsely has resulted in either males in prison that shouldn't be in prison or males dead that shouldn't be dead. And, of course, there's very famous cases out there, which I'm sure everybody will be able to find, that women who do make false allegations against males never get, you know, they get a slap on the wrist. They're like, oh, you shouldn't have done that, but you know what, you were whatever the hell, and just they move on with it. My question is, what type of punishment are these women getting that have falsely accused males of sexual assault? That's what I need to know, because these males are serving time for crimes they did not commit, and these women are just let off the hook just because they're women, and just because, like, and what another thing that I really don't get nowadays is how, you know, most women will completely abuse the system because they know that the courts will, you know, favor them more most times. You know, you see this with kids getting taken away from their fathers and stuff. They abuse the power that they have in the court system because there is a favor towards women, obviously. And, you know, in cases like this, most of the times it will, you know, it will lean towards the female getting what they want, because, you know, it would be, I guess what I'm trying to get at here is, like, a lot of the times in these cases, in these scenarios, women are, you know, obvious what they're taking or what they've said is taken at face value, which isn't good at all, because it just, to me, it shows that what they do and what they say in court is going to be taken as fact. And that's kind of scary, because like, it's the court system, like, I guess they really don't want to question the female because, you know, oh, how dare you, you know, go after that woman who's been through so much, and, you know, is damned if you do, damned if you don't type of thing. And this is my question for everybody, is what, you know, these women that have falsely accused men of doing certain things like this, where's their time behind bars? I mean, do we just not care that they wasted, you know, 20 or so years of another man's life and then just go on with their lives? Like, oh, you know, I'm sorry for, you know, falsely accusing you, ruining your whole life, reputation, everything, any chance you had it, some form of success in your life, and just get over it, and I'm going to live. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's something wrong with that. And I'm not saying that 100% this woman that is accusing Michael of these things, that's not what this topic that I chose has to do with. I'm just posing the question, these women, which there have been women out there that have came clean, like, oh, this actually didn't really happen. What are the punishments for them? Like, that's my question. And that's a thought-provoking question that not a lot of people want to ask, because it's controversial, you know? It's controversial to say, you know, what if so-and-so actually did it, and she's just, you know, lying to, you know, for whatever reason she may be lying for. And it's just, you know, it's not a popular opinion or a popular way to look at things like this. And, you know, like I said, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, you know what I'm saying? When you're talking about a situation like this, you have to look at both sides. And a lot of cases, like I've said before, women have accused men of doing stuff to them. And then, you know, those men are either falsely put behind bars or, you know, in prison or, you know, or dead. But I know I'm probably going to have a lot of backlash on this. Whenever I speak on a topic like this, liberals that want to play woke just get on my case. And, you know, it doesn't really bother me because I know that my point is valid. And it's a good question, you know. And I've seen a lot of guys asking that too, because imagine, you know, one day you're just, you know, caring about your business and some girl, you know, falsely accuses you of rape. And then, you know, the court sides in her favor and you're put behind bars falsely for God knows how many years. And then she comes clean and she doesn't get any punishment. It's just interesting to me. But anyway, I guess that's the show for tonight. Thank you for listening. Shout out to Ron, the boards, and our producer, Cindy Aspie. Tune in next week, Sunday at 9 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to On the Wake Up Radio. I'm Scar Shayla. This is Scar Shayla Report. See you next week.